What's up, everyone? This is your host, Marco.
And this is your host, Clayton.
And you're listening to the Pre-Dental Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Booyah. So, like I said, my name is Marco, and I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, but somehow I moved to a little place called Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I think I've heard of that place.
Yeah, it's about 35,000 people. It's
awesome.
We got a racetrack. It's fun.
Very cool.
But anyways, yeah, went there. Grew up there. It was wonderful. And then I attended the University of Arkansas, where I got a degree in economics, and then somehow ended up in dental school down at LSU.
Very cool.
Something like that.
Hear ya. My story's a little bit different. So I'm from Amity, Arkansas. Its population, 762. Went to a small high school there, and then I decided to go to nursing school.
You were a nurse?
I was a nurse.
That's crazy.
It is. It was absolutely a wild time. So as a nurse, I learned lots of cool stuff about healthcare, but I then decided to go to dental school, so I took prereqs, and then I ended up here at dental school.
So you went to college, and then you were a nurse.
I was.
And how long were you a nurse for?
3 years.
Wow. So you were a nurse for 3 years, and then you went to dental school, and you go to LSU with me, right?
I do.
It's like we're classmates or something.
I think I've seen you there before.
Wild.
It is.
Wild. So before we begin the podcast, we'd always like to start with something that's not dentistry related. So it's a really huge week for us down here. Clayton, why don't you tell them why?
So we go to LSU, and if you do not know, LSU is playing Alabama this weekend. It's a big rivalry. Number one versus number two.
So it's the championship game.
Basically.
I heard President Trump's going to be there.
I have heard that as well. I think he's going to make an appearance.
That's wild. It's wild. So anyways, we are the Pre-Dental Podcast, as we said earlier. So we just want to tell you a little bit about why we're making this podcast and what you can expect from us.
So before Marco and I even started at LSU, we became pretty good friends and we started talking about what we could do to help out pre-dents, because it's a hard and long process, and there's some resources out there, but there's not a whole lot of resources out there. So we started talking, and we really felt like there was a need for a podcast and more resources for pre-dental students.
Absolutely. So what we can guarantee you guys is that this podcast will always be free and available on as many platforms and resources as possible. You can even check us out right now on Instagram and Facebook. Give us a like, give us a follow, and we'll be providing more resources, or should I say additional resources, down the road for pre-dental students, but the podcast, for sure, will always be free and available.
And is that free, F-R-E-E, free?
Free, as in, what's the number that comes before one?
I think zero.
Zero. And that's about how much it's going to cost people to listen to this podcast. It's crazy. And we're going to talk about literally anything and everything. We're going to be documenting our experiences. So there's zero, and then there's one, right? So like we're D1s at LSU.
Yeah.
So we're just now starting our trip through dental school. So we have 4 years to document everything that we're doing, and we want to share all of that with you guys.
So it's going to be a really neat experience, because while we are learning, y'all will be learning along with us, which is really awesome. And, you know, we're right out of being pre-dents. I mean, just, you know, not that many months ago, we were in the same seat that y'all are sitting in right now, wondering what's going to happen, what path am I going to go down, and how am I going to get into dental school? So this is a really neat experience, because we've been there, and it wasn't that long ago that we were in those seats.
Absolutely. And also, you can expect a podcast from us at least once per month. We can't tell you exactly when they're going to come out, but around once per month, just because our schedule varies so much.
Yeah, dental school, it's kind of a crazy ride every once in a while. You don't know exactly what your schedule is going to be all the time. So we want to guarantee at least once a month, just so y'all do have those resources. And so we're getting those out there to y'all.
Right. And as we open the podcast, we're always going to talk about something that's not related to dentistry, just because it is important to have a life outside of dental school, outside of applying to dental school, all of that. So we'll talk about just a small topic for maybe 30 seconds to a minute, but you're also going to be able to expect advice from a current dental student that's not one of us, as well as a question of the day from a pre-dental student. That way we can hear from you guys, hear what topics you want us to discuss, and hopefully we'll answer some of your questions.
We welcome so many questions. We had so many questions. I know at least I did while I was going through pre-dent, so I know y'all are going to have questions as well.
Right. The only silly or dumb question is the one that you don't ask. Because again, this podcast is to prepare all of you to become the doctors and dentists that you've always dreamed of being.
Absolutely. And Marco, who is this podcast for?
Well, you know, that's a great question because you and I had that discussion before we even began this podcast. And I think it's for the 18-year-old that's starting their college experience right now, that 4 years from now will be matriculating to dental school somewhere. But who else is it for?
Well, Marco, I wasn't that 18-year-old that was becoming a dentist. You know, I was that 24-year-old who was hoping to become a dentist. So it's also for those non-traditionals out there who maybe be in a profession that they're not happy with, who thinking about going down another path. So it's for everyone, and everyone is welcome to listen to this podcast and ask questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or even those that are just interested in learning more about the dental profession. Because yes, we're going to be talking about the DAT and extracurriculars and volunteering, but we're also just going to be documenting our day-to-day experiences, and we're going to get to do some really cool things. And I'm excited to show that off to everyone and help educate what a day in the life of a dental student is. So this podcast really is for anyone that's even remotely interested in dentistry.
Absolutely. And Marco, what made you decide to go into dentistry?
You know, that's a multifaceted question. And by the way, that's going to be a question that you get asked in every single interview. It's going to be asked once you're in dental school. And people are probably going to ask you when you're a dentist. I mean, we're not there yet, but I would assume that every once in a while a dentist gets asked that question. So for me, it's really about the ability to help people. And you're literally creating smiles and changing people's lives for the better. I know people that had terrible teeth growing up, and because of orthodontic work, because of oral and maxillofacial surgery that may have received, or just general dental treatment, I could see their confidence grow and I could see their smiles grow. And because of that, they were able to take bigger, more awesome opportunities in their lives.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. I'm sure you feel the same way, but why did you choose dentistry?
So mine's a little bit different, obviously, because I was a nurse beforehand. So I was in healthcare, but I really didn't know which route I wanted to go because I thought about going to medical school and going that route. But working as a nurse, I saw people who couldn't take care of themselves. I saw people who didn't want to take care of themselves, but I really wanted to make a difference in their lives. And you do not realize how important oral health is until you meet someone who has been so depressed because they can't smile, because their teeth are just so bad that they can't have conversations with people or relationships with people because they are so afraid that they're going to judge them because of their smile. So I wanted to get into dentistry because I wanted to change lives. And it's insane the amount of lives you can change in dentistry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that ties back to what I was saying earlier, is that when people have a happy, healthy smile, it encourages them to take bigger risks and to do greater things in life. And yes, we'll be honest, there are other reasons to go into dentistry. Some people go into it because of the scheduling. Some people go into it because of the lifestyle that it provides. But I guarantee you right now, the most successful people that not only get into dental school, but become awesome oral healthcare providers are the people that are truly passionate about helping their patients and providing the best level of care, no matter the cost.
Absolutely. Because you learn really quick that money isn't everything. I learned that in nursing, because you can make good money as a nurse. You can make good money doing anything, but money isn't everything. You have to be in it because you want to help people and you want to change lives.
Right. And I mean, even to get through dental school, I can tell you right now, if you're not passionate about it, then it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you. Not that it's impossible to get into dental school or anything, but having that passion to serve others is just, it's an unbelievable feeling.
It truly is.
Because truly just changing lives.
Absolutely. Because we've only been in dental school for 3 months now, but it's been a tough 3 months. And so you have to be dedicated to it because you have a long time ahead of you to be able to get through dental school. So it's a long road, but if you are dedicated to wanting to help people, you'll get through it.
Right. And I will say on the flip side, because I don't want to get too grim in all of this, is that dental school is a lot of fun. Oh my goodness. You make best friends like that. I believe that we had a 4th of July party here and we invited all of our classmates, and it was mainly out of state people that came because they didn't have plans from around the area. But from that day on, we were already best friends with some of the people that attended. It's just insane how fast you make friends and how long those friendships last.
It is insane. We have 74 other students in our class, and I think by this point I could tell you their brothers, their sisters, their cousins, their uncles, and their aunts' names at this point. It's just insane how fast you do form those friendships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once again, this is the Pre-Dental Podcast, and we look forward to sharing all of these experiences with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the podcast, go ahead and shoot us an email at thepredentalpodcast@gmail.com. And again, be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
We will be looking forward to speaking with y'all next time, and I hope y'all will tune in then.